Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. I'm about to launch an incredible interview with an incredible woman, Terry Marks, CEO of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. And this interview today debuts her monthly podcast where she will shine a light on performers, artists, and those who make up the creative community. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you so much, Nanette. I am so excited not only to be here with you today, but also to go forward and share thoughts and ideas with our community about the arts in the future.
So it's what's wonderful about the fact that we are actually recording this today, as you've just announced the Shine Mural Festival lineup. And I just want to say that this podcast segues from Janae Priebe's very wonderful and inclusive series of podcasts. So it's really lovely that we're launching this today. And I want to go back to something you did that was so important, and especially in light of us trying to get the 1% arts funding and more. And this was in July 22nd and 23rd, the Arts Business Academy Summit 2024. Terry, tell us about this.
It was so exciting to conceive this, and we have such a great team that put it together. So it's, you know, when you dream about something and then it comes to reality, I think I sit back and I was surprised at how well it was received. It was really designed, the summit, as a two-day event, and the purpose was to elevate professional development of emerging artists and community leaders and educators. And we felt it was really important to keep bringing people together. So I think one of the things that came out of the summit, which was extraordinary, was that we made certain that the artists and the people that came to the summit had time with each other, so that lunch hour wasn't a half hour. Lunch hour was an hour and a half, and people got to really spend time and get to know one another. That was one of the things that was remarkable about the summit.
So, you know, there were a number of panels and workshops, and I'm just going to go one by one and we can do a little bit of the takeaways. The first day was the art and technology panel. That was with Kristen Hempel from Floridarama, Angela Dalton, Beth Harris, and correct me if it had changed, and Beatrice Farrell. And you moderated that. What was the main takeaway from the art and technology panel?
Well, I think, you know, we had a spectrum of art and technology. So Beatrice Farrell really brought the important idea and thought that not everybody has technology. Not everybody has a laptop. Not everybody has Wi-Fi. And so there are people still in the digital divide who don't have the resources and tools. And that was really, you know, that was really an important conversation. And we as a community need to be reminded of that. Not everybody has the technology that you may be going home to. As far as bringing that spectrum forward, Christine Hempel from Floridarama really spoke about some of the technology that's available at Amazon, where you can actually purchase technology to enhance your art, to work with your art, that is very affordable and very available. So that was really wonderful, and of course, being at Floridarama is always wonderful to see how they can, you know, put together art and technology. And then Beth Harrison from the Dolly Museum, her contribution was really the storytelling of it, using technology in such a fanciful and of course, surrealistic way at the Dolly that you could actually see holograms of Salvador Dali, and he could speak to you and take pictures with you. So the use of technology within the museum world we see is growing and advancing. And then finally, Angela Dalton really gave us a futuristic view of what technology is going to bring, not only artificial intelligence, but the use of technology as far as developing new ideas and new fields, new way to communicate and collaborate. So that panel, it was just great. Everybody left feeling really inspired. And I think, you know, technology sometimes is dawning to folks who are not familiar with it. I think everybody was encouraged, you know, to go forward and explore.
You know, I like the fact that there was such a balance on day one. So, you know, you had a number of workshops. You had Art and Wellness Workshop led by Susan Antoinette and Fred Woods. And let's start with that one because you really take the artist. I would say if there was a pie, there were many slices of an artist's life that you at the ABA Summit 2024 addressed. Let's start with the Art and Wellness Workshop, Susan Antoinette and Fred Woods.
Yeah. You know, creating art is sometimes very lonely because you're with your own craft. You may not have the option to be in a studio where you can walk down around the corner and say, what do you think of this? So sometimes it's stressful. And sometimes artists need support so that they don't feel alone. And also the tools in terms of, you know, mental wellness and mental health. And so giving them those tools through this workshop with Susan Antoinette and Fred Woods was really important to us. And it is a way that we communicate when we talk about art being urgent. Art does affect our health and well-being, not only for the community, but for the artists themselves. So that's why this was a really important workshop for us.
And I know that, Terry, as you go forward and you're interviewing some of the people around town, you're going to be addressing a lot of these different issues with them, and that's going to be an ongoing dialogue that you'll be leading. So I'm going to move on to the next one, which is, I think, an outstanding workshop. It's the Art and Collaboration Workshop. It featured David Ramsey, Duncan McClellan, Joyce Kervin, and Sue Shapiro. It takes a village to be the Gulf Arts Coast. Tell us about the takeaways from that workshop.
This was such an amazing workshop, but it's based on a project Clearly Collaborative, and actually it emanated from Duncan McClellan, who has thousands of blanks, which are huge glass vessels that are sitting on shelves at his studio unused. And so David Ramsey saw that and read an article about collaboration and had an idea. And Clearly Collaborative was launched from that idea, and the idea was to take artists who had never worked with glass, who maybe were fabric artists or clay or you know painting or but other mediums, and they were brought together. And I remember the first meeting they had at Duncan McClellan's, where he showed them the vessels, and they all were, I think, a little bit apprehensive. But I could tell you that at the end of the project, they created amazing things that were displayed at Florida Craft Art. They all want to work with glass. And so that's the beauty of collaboration, opening a new road, a new door for an artist to walk through. So it was extraordinary. It not only spoke about that particular project, but it spoke about the possibility and of a collaboration, which is so wonderful.
And I want to point out, folks, that if you love what you're hearing from Terry Marks today in the first podcast from her for the Arts Alliance, she will be talking with David Ramsey from Clearly Collaborative coming up. So now I'm going to talk about my dearest friend, Pamela Joy Trow, although you are one of my dearest friends. Aww. And she is Getting Your Art into Retail Environments workshop. She's amazing, and she had a column with us when I was editor of another magazine. Tell us about the life-changing, real-life business information that she shared with the attendees.
Well, there are so many times that artists, you know, they have their skill set and the business side of it, you know, they haven't experienced, they haven't been taught, they may not even have an interest. When they get to the point where they want to create a business out of their art, when they want to sell their art, then there's a point where sometimes they get stuck. What Pamela Joy Trow offers and offered that day was, it's not so difficult. Here's what you do, and here's how you do it, and here's what a retailer is going to expect from you if you want to go into a retail situation, and you can start selling your art, and then in turn building your business out of your, out of your creativity. So everything that she made possible, what was complicated when people walked into her workshop was very much simplified when they walked out, and they feel, I feel that they, all the challenges that they may have envisioned kind of went away. And I think a lot of those people will go forward in terms of her suggestions and recommendations for a retail setting for their art.
And that is why her middle name is Joy. So the last one was led by Matthew McGee and Cecilia Luisa, if I didn't say that right, correct me. And it was about, this is really important, what's your brand, creating your brand and value workshop. Wow, we could all use this, you know, in writers, artists, anybody. Tell us a little bit about the takeaway from the ABA Summit 2024.
Well, what's so interesting is, you know, as we keep putting together educational programs for the community, we always have to step back and know that visual artists and performing artists are very different. And so for someone like Matthew McGee, who has a brand within St. Pete, there are many people have seen him, knowing he has a wonderful sense of humor. He's a fantastic actor. I've seen him in so many different roles, portraying so many different people. And yet, when I think of Matthew, I know who this person is. And that to me is he has solidified his brand. The same thing on the other side of the street with Cecilia. Cecilia is a phenomenal muralist, and she's doing sculptures now as well. And there is a certain, and I'm thinking in particular the Blue Hour that was part of our Murals in Mind gallery, which centered on mental wellness as well. But I'm thinking of that one in particular in my mind and how lyrical and beautiful and dreamy and hopeful that image is. And when you see her work, you see that in her work. And again, you know, that is her brand. You can look at a mural and say, ah, I know who that is. That's Cecilia's.
Absolutely. And Yella Ford is another one that, you know, these people that really, they're iconic. They're iconic and they define the city because you've seen the art and so you know it's St. Pete.
Yeah.
So, you know, you brought the fun. So at the end of day one at the Art Summit 2024 this summer, you had Davina Reed from America's Stage doing an improv session. What was the benefit of that, and what was your thinking on adding that to the end of the day?
Well, Nanette, it's really important for all of us to have fun. And I try every day when I'm in the office or out of the office or at meetings or whatever to be lighthearted. And we really wanted to create, you know, an environment for all the attendees where they could participate in improv, they could relax, they could stretch their boundaries a little. And there were amazing participation in terms of this hour. And Davina Reed was just lovely and very welcoming and kind of, you know, dispelled any angst in the room that people were going to be put on the spot. Everybody really, really loved the improv session, and I think we need to do more of that.
Well, we all look forward to it. Folks, if you've just tuned in to Radio St. Pete Lunchtime Conversations, I'm talking with Terry Marks, the CEO of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, and we're launching her podcast, where she'll be interviewing creative makers here in our community. So day two was Art and Social Justice Panel. What were the takeaways from that? We've had Politic Lynn on air with you. We've had Eric Vaughn on air with me and Jake Ann Jones, Eric Sutherland, Erica Sutherland, the new executive director studio at 620. And you showed Politic Lynn's underground history. What were the takeaways for the Art and Social Justice Panel that benefited the attendees?
Well, I think one of the takeaways is the power of art and the power of art to be able to communicate. And so it started out with Polita Glenn's film, Underground History, which really set the stage and talked about what was in St. Pete, what our history was, and how we view our history. And she did it through film, which of course is a wonderful, art form. But everybody there that was on this panel, and it was moderated by my dear friend Erica Sutherland, who's the executive director at the studio at 620, really were honest, forthright, and particularly in this environment that we're all living in, art and social justice plays such a key role. And it's such a great communicator, and it's a way for people to bridge those gaps. you know, if people are having difficult conversations, it might be a painting, or it might be a poem that brings people to consensus and at least an open listening to each other. And that, I think, is what happened that day, you know, the second day, in terms of art and social justice. I think there was a much more open listening in the room and an appreciation of what everybody brings to the table.
Well, and my favorite part of this is your very own Shark Tank, which was the arts organization Pinch competition. There were six participating organizations, our dear friend Alvina Downing, who has her Sounds of Healing show on Radio St. Pete, the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, the Academy of Ballet Arts, Museum of Motherhood, Cultured Books Literacy Foundation, the Studio at 620, and the St. Petersburg International Folk Fair Society, SPIFF. What was that about? How fun was it? And who won?
It was so much fun because not only did we went through and we selected six organizations, but we also realized that each of those organizations might need some coaching to pitch. And so we went out and partnered with the Greenhouse and 1 Million Cups. We had mentors, Sean Kennedy and Greg Potter and Brooke Beeler, to provide coaching and guidance for each organization that led up to the competition. And then each of the organizations had a certain amount of time to present at the competition. And I know what these are like. I've participated in them on both sides. And it's always deflating when you don't win. And so we were clever enough and creative enough with our budget for the whole summit so that everyone won. The top prize went to Studio at 620. And every other organization, Al Downing, Academy of Ballet Arts, Museum of Motherhood, Culture Books, and the International Folk Fair, everyone walked away with $1,000. So everyone was very happy. And I think what was really fun was that we actually had the voting in real time. So we had technology set up on the screen. And Ryan Griffin, our board chair, and I were watching. And then finally, we saw the winner. And they all were, even though they were in competition, they were advocates for each other. They were allies of each other. And that's the way things should be in every environment, particularly the arts.
Collaboration is key. So, you know, you have some key takeaways. You had 110 in attendance. That's huge for first year.
Yes.
75 participants, 15 scholarship recipients, Good at You, and 35 collaborators. And they came from performing arts, literary arts, visual arts, arts educators, arts leaders. What other takeaways were there from, and actually all the mediums were represented. It was amazing. Dance, theater, poetry. You often say that performance is sometimes forgotten when we talk about the Arts Alliance. People forget that you support all of the arts. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we just, you know, the performing arts sector in St. Pete still is in recovery, you know, from the pandemic. And the venues, the artists, the organizations, they're doing everything possible. And so we were fortunate enough to have a conversation with the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay, and we got a small grant and a generous grant to be able to send out, which we just did, 10,000 postcards to our community. And the question was, when was the last time you saw a live performance? And on the back, it talked about, these are your neighbors, these are your friends, these are the people who are living in our community who are in these performances and at these theaters. And it's important for all of us to go out and to support them. So we want to keep our eyes open and alert on the performing arts sector, and to keep, and actually the other thing that we did was, we're working with the city, and September has been declared in the city of St. Pete Performing Art Month. So there's posters around, there's been a lot of press releases, and again, the mailing. We want to keep that momentum going for our performing arts sector.
So before we wrap today's first podcast, actually not your first podcast, you've been in a couple times to share with us, I want to remind people that September 21st, Arts Alive Free Museum Day, thanks to the St. Pete Arts Alliance, the Dolly, the Museum of Fine Arts St. Pete, the James Museum, Imagine Museum, Museum of Motherhood, the Woodson African American Museum, and the St. Pete Museum of History, and there is something on the website that gives you the details. I believe you have a couple other things coming up besides Shine. Your Art Walk, let's just mention that.
We have, Art Walk, second Saturday of every month. We have that going on. We do also host Art Leader Happy Hour, which is really for the leaders of museums and galleries and artists. We also, as a result of the summit, we realized that we need to be the convener and connector with the artists within the community. So we're talking about quarterly meetups, and I think we're aiming for the new year so that we have artists sitting down and having conversations with other artists about what they're doing and how they might collaborate. Any chance that we have to bring the arts community together, which is another reason that we're working on updating our membership and our benefits for membership of the Arts Alliance, so we can make sure that there are no barriers to any artists who want to access any of our programs or services or events that we put together.
And before we end our conversation today, I want to talk about the fact that the Arts Alliance also collaborates with businesses such as Kawa Coffee Roasting. It actually was National Coffee Month, and you have continued your collaboration with Kawa. And local artist was the last one, Yalevi LaFord, on the Art Wrapped Coffee Canister Project. And those retro canisters, they raise money for the Arts Endowment at the Community Foundation Tampa Bay. And it's just another way that you collaborate in the community, Terry.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Kawa is a tremendous supporter of the arts. That's the first thing. But this is such an easy way for someone to go in and buy a canister of coffee and feel really good, because the money does not come to the Arts Alliance. The money goes through us and goes directly to the Community Foundation Tampa Bay and is held for the St. Pete Arts Endowment as we continue to build that endowment. And that's what we're going to keep on doing. And this cause-related marketing, it's a perfect venue for that. So we're really excited.
Yeah. So I want to just say that if you go to LinkedIn or you go to the Facebook or you go to the website, there's a piece of art, a mural by Drew Merritt, and it says, St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, embracing and advancing all arts. It's an umbrella organization. It serves the vital St. Pete's arts and cultural community. And we've been talking today with Terry Marks. Terry, parting words until we gather in studio again for our next interview.
This has been a transformational experience. That's right.
Awesome.
I love talking to you, Nanette. I love the opportunity. We're humbled that you would give us airtime to be able to discuss this. And I just want to provide something of true value, something that's authentic for the arts community and for the community in general. So I hope people are going to tune in to future radio spots from the St. Pete Arts Alliance. And not only will we do interviews, we'll also have topical discussions as well. So I am so on board for this.
Yes, we really look forward to being live at the topical discussions or having them recorded and posting them. So for RadioSt.Pete.com, I am a proud Arts Alliance member, as is Radio St. Pete. We thank you, Terry Marks, CEO. And folks, remember, Shine is October 11th through the 20th, and this is the 10th anniversary. So make sure that you support everything that's going on. Thank you, Terry.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. See you at Shine.
See you at Shine.
Okay, bye.